Chapter 2. Shiro Allura. Shiro took a deep, ragged breath, watching as Allura firmly shook the hands of the leader of the local resistance force. The city around them was in ruins from when the Galra had landed. Hell, the entire planet would be recovering from the scars of driving off their captors for decades, if not centuries. This was only the first part in a long, long series of actions that these people would have to take in order to ensure their long-term freedom. But it was over. One more planet to add to their alliance. One more group of people to fight back against the Galra. One more fight won, at least for the moment. Fights in Voltron were normally straightforward. They fought off the Galra fleets, or were forced to back off. Taking more than a few days was unusual. But this time, it hadn't been a matter of just blasting some ships out of the sky. It had been the long, painful process of destroying each and every Galra base on the planet. After nearly 10,000 years of rule, Rexalia had hundreds. Between the castle's scans and the planet's resources, the Paladins had been able to completely free this planet. But it had taken nearly 3 weeks. Which was worth it. Shiro's stomach rolled with nervous guilt, because that was several other planets that they could have helped in that time. But Rexalia was just too strategically placed. Taking it out disrupted Galra trade for this entire sector of the universe. It needed to be done. The sooner the better. Shiro was just glad it was over. The last fight had been on the capital, fortified with every ship and Galra that had been able to escape their raids over the past few weeks. It had been bloody and exhausting, taking hours upon hours of work. This city would never be the same, but it wouldn't have been anyway. They were free. That was what mattered. Or at least, that was what Shiro told himself. It was what his mind and heart believed. His body had other thoughts. Shiro stood behind Allura, head held high and eyes clear, as his stomach cramped and twisted in on itself. Pain and need threatened to make his hands shake, so he kept them folded at the small of his back. It helped with Allura's image, too, to have the head of Voltron loyally at her elbow, watching the crowd with a critical eye. At least, Shiro should have been. His eyes were on the crowd, but he was seeing very little of it. The cheers roared up as the alliance was sealed, cheers and cries of joy at being finally free. The first free generation after centuries of oppression. It all washed over him in a wave of sound, clanging in his head and threatening to overwhelm him. Shiro kept his gaze stonily neutral. Maybe that wasn't the right reaction, not with the other paladins cheering behind him, and Allura and Karan's beaming smiles as their work finally bore fruit. But Shiro had done this for months before he was caught the first time. The tricks he'd learned to control himself and suppress his distraction were rusty but still nearly instinctual. Grumpy was better than sick with need, that was for sure. As the last of the cheers dried up and the leaders gave Allura a last handshake and hearty thanks, she turned to the group. "Well done, everyone." Shiro blinked, reaction just a second too slow. "Agreed," he said, voice thankfully steady. "We've all earned a good night's sleep as well, I think."
"Do we need to stay?" Pidge asked, stepping over. "I mean, I know we normally go to the parties and all that, but it's been a really long couple of weeks."
Lance's bottom lip stuck out, even as his shoulders slumped with exhaustion.
"I want to go to the party," he said,
but the words came out slurred, half-hearted. Reaching out, Shiro patted Lance on the back. Their combined armor kept him from feeling Lance's heat, which was probably a good thing. No need to feel how warm Shiro was, feverish with his body's forced needs. It would have been too tempting to lean into it. Shiro already asked too much of them. They went above and beyond for Shiro's condition on a good day. Exhausted as everybody was, No one needed to be responsible for handling this problem as well. Let them get their rest. It would be just a day or two longer. Shiro had lasted so much longer than this before.
I'm out, Hunk offered apologetically. Maybe tomorrow, if we don't head out today. But I really just want to go to bed.
Keith nodded, blinking slowly.
Agreed.
It said volumes about Lance's exhaustion that he only sighed.
We should head back with Samuel and Matthew anyway, Koran offered. They were starting repairs on the ship while we finished up the Alliance. They need their rest just as much.
Allura's lips quirked up.
I have no objections to sleeping, she said softly. I don't think anyone will be insulted by our absence after such a tiring battle. Let's head back.
Yeah, all right,
Lance allowed. He yawned suddenly, hard enough that his jaw cracked.
Sorry. Heading back with me, Koran?
I believe so. Koran put a hand on Lance's shoulder, like he might have to help him up or lead him back to the Blue Lion.
Will you fall asleep in your chairs?
Shiro cracked another smile, though it felt strained over his face. Honestly, he was looking forward to sitting, but getting back up with these cramps was going to be awful.
If not, the lions know where to go.
He gestured for everyone to head out, little more than a half-hearted wave.
Are you with me again, princess?
Head tilted, Allura gave a slow nod.
Yes, I believe so, unless you have objections.
Frankly, Shiro could use a few moments alone to pull himself back together. But he only smiled.
Never.
Allura's eyes warmed. She reached up and let her hand rest on the top of Shiro's head, like she was going to pet him or tussle his hair, but paused. Instinctively, Shiro closed his eyes and leaned into the pressure before he could stop himself. He focused on her again, cheeks stained red and jaw set. Hopefully she wouldn't comment. Thankfully, she didn't say anything. She just set off, keeping up with the group and letting Shiro trot to catch back up. The castle was only on the other side of the capital city, but that was miles, and they were all exhausted. Besides, the lions needed to be returned to the castle anyway. Shiro climbed into Black's mouth and settled down hard in the pilot's seat. The impact sent a jolt through him. Shiro's back muscles tried to seize tight, and his thighs shook, all out of his control. It only took a second for him to control himself, and by then the other lions were beginning to take off. A rumble ran through Shiro, down from the bond between them. It was worried, comforting, like having something huge and warm press against his back. Shiro closed his eyes, just for a split second, as the black lion raised up into the air. He sent reassurances down the bond. This was fine. Shiro was fine. Just tonight. Then he'd deal with it. It wasn't like last time, but he'd gotten through that, so he'd get through this. The rumble he got wasn't pleased, but the black lion subsided and started towards the castle. A hand slipped into his peripheral vision. Shiro jumped, his heart in his throat, but he quickly recognized it as Allura's. She tapped the comm button on the lion's screen, which reacted to the press. While Shiro was still blinking in surprise, why had that happened? Was Allura bonded with Black? When had that happened? His helmet was pulled off his head and put aside.
Princess? Shiro asked, turning to look at her. What are you doing?
You would not speak honestly with the others listening.
Allura replied flatly. She put her hand to his forehead before he could pull away. Her skin was cool against his feverish flesh, and even the slight brush shot through him like lightning. Shiro bit down hard on his bottom lip to keep from vocalizing the sudden, treacherous pleasure. He felt his inner muscles clench instinctively, trying to sate his need, though he wasn't quite slick yet. Thank everything. The last thing Shiro needed right now was to soak the inside of his armor. Shiro focused his gaze on her, his own expression flat.
About what?
When was the last time you satisfied yourself?
Yeah, he'd been found out. Shiro's shoulders tensed as he felt Black's rumble of amusement. Shiro considered, counting back the days carefully. "About 25 quintents ago," he admitted. The hand on his forehead curled around to cup his cheek, rubbing over the sharp bone.
"Shiro," she murmured, quiet and dismayed. "Why? I understand that our schedule has not allowed you to seek someone out, but I thought Hunk had provided you with a solution."
There wasn't judgment to Allura's tone, only sorrow. It hit Shiro deeper than any level of scolding could have. Shiro swallowed hard, his emotions boiling in his chest. A second ago, he'd only been annoyed at being caught. Now shame held him tight, threatening to suffocate him. "He did. I just didn't want to. When we did get to rest, I was just too tired from fighting, and I just didn't want to." It was a pathetic explanation. It wasn't worth it to try and explain the chaotic clash of frustration in his chest. Shiro didn't want to need this. He'd gone for months without sex once he'd escaped, and he'd been fine then. The toys only annoyed him in his current frame of mind. He didn't want the Altaian version of plastic. He wanted someone real, the heat of them, holding him and satisfying him. When they had the chance, Shiro was going to have to mention that symptom to Matt. He wasn't sure if it was a new development or not. For now, it had kept him from even the slightest satisfaction for the better part of a month. But Allura still didn't scold him. She just continued to rub her thumb back and forth over his cheek.
"Should I stop touching you then?" she asked, so very gentle. "Do you not want me?"
"No, I..." Shiro slammed his eyes shut. He heard rather than saw the hatch open to the Black Lion's hangar. They'd be there any second, so this needed to finish up quickly. "I still want you, but you're busy and tired, and it shouldn't be your responsibility. It isn't. I can handle it. I want to handle it."
Allura's hand stilled. "Do you not want me to help because you don't feel like it, or because you feel like it is an imposition?"
"It's more than that." Shiro looked up at her, hands clenched in his lap. "We fought long and hard today. We saved those people. We defeated the Galra again, but at the cost of lives and homes. But all my stupid body cares about is sex. What's wrong with me?"
Allura shifted her grip, so she was holding Shiro's jaw in both hands. "Let me ask you a question. If I had skipped meals to help fight off the Galra, would you look down on me for being hungry right now?"
Lips pressed thin, Shiro didn't answer. He could already see the shape of her argument, and he didn't like it.
"You would not," Allura continued, "because it is a bodily need. Even if I was so hungry that I didn't desire to celebrate with the others, even if my hunger made me irritable and unhappy in the face of our victory, you would merely tell me to satisfy it, because it is a sign I have not been caring for myself. Correct?"
"This isn't food," Shiro replied. "This is sex. I shouldn't need it."
Allura's brows rose. "I agree. This was done to you, cruelly and with every intention of hurting you. But the need is there just as much as a need for food. Now, would you like me to help with this or no?"
Shiro looked down into his lap. His hands shook slightly, now that they weren't hidden or held tense. "You don't need to. I can use the toys."
"Maybe."
The idea still made his stomach turn in sheer annoyance.
"That is not what I asked of you, my paladin."
The name was powerful normally. Today it was like a punch to the stomach. Shiro took a sharp breath and clenched his hands tightly. "I honestly don't want you to if you're too tired. Please, Allura, I don't want to coerce you. I'll never be able to ask for help again if I do."
Allura reached up again, running a hand through his hair. "Shiro, having you in my bed is never an imposition. If it is too difficult for me, or I am too tired, we can settle you in with toys and I can hold you through it. Please trust me at my word. I'd like to help you with this. I am tired, but not too tired for this. Enjoy it, and I will rest easier knowing you are satisfied, all right?"
Finally, Shiro closed his eyes and gave a sharp nod. Okay. Come on, then. Do you need help to walk? That earned her a flat look. No. Allura only arched a brow back. My apologies. I did not mean to hurt your pride. You may walk to my bedroom, then. Good enough. Shiro stood slowly, without needing to fake for Allura's eyes, the cramps tightening his thighs as well. Shiro's first step was a limp, but he smoothed out as he readjusted to standing. Ready.
Has it gotten worse?
Allura asked, voice softening again.
I don't remember you ever looking this bad.
Shiro offered a bland smile. No, it hasn't. I just got worse at hiding it.
I'm glad, Allura said. I do not wish for you to ever hide this from me. I understand from enemies, but I believe you made us a promise.
Looking away, Shiro shrugged one shoulder. He started to walk out of the Black Lion. I didn't want to push while everyone was so excited. They'd say yes to me just because they don't want me to suffer. That's not what I want from this. I'd rather deal with the cramps.
My paladin, sometimes you only hurt yourself with this nobility.
But Allura didn't protest otherwise, just running a hand up and down his back. She picked up his helmet on the way out and spoke into it to tell the others to have a good night. Then she shuffled him back to her room.
Lay down for me.
Shiro sat down, but hesitated rather than sprawled out. This doesn't need to be a big deal, he mumbled, staring at his knees. When she opened her mouth to respond, he held up a hand. I know you said you're going to help, and I know you wouldn't do it if it put you out. We just went over that. I'm sorry, I just can't. Allura kneeled in front of Shiro and cupped his jaw. Then, slowly, she leaned forward to kiss him. Even that gentle press was like drinking liquid heat. But Allura never deepened it, just letting their lips softly brush. At first, Shiro squirmed as his body prepped for more, but it never came, and instead he settled into place. The heat trickled through him, no longer igniting, but simply warming.
This is difficult for you, Allura acknowledged. It was likely that you would slip after how long you spent hiding. Accepting scrutiny and aid makes you uncomfortable, but you must trust me.
Shiro nodded. I do, he said. I trust you completely.
Good.
With that, she gently pressed back on his shoulders until Shiro was sprawled out.
What would you prefer? Do you need something inside of you?
Her frank language was always a bit of a shock. Shiro managed to smile. We're still not sure, and I'm not really up to discovering. Penetration is probably helpful. I don't even know that I need to come, just that I need... He closed his eyes, brow furrowed. Touch, heat, empty, but it's so vague. Allura hummed thoughtfully. She moved to straddle him, her hands resting lightly on his chest.
Interesting. I should mention that to Matt and Hunk. I hate to see you suffer, but what we can learn from this moment, he might be able to apply to their studies.
Maybe. Shiro, frankly, didn't give a damn about the study. He just wanted to not feel like this and not violate anyone in the process. Everything else, from the celebrations before to the experiments, was just endless noise. Lips quirked up, Allura tapped on Shiro's nose.
Don't worry about it. That'll just be me. I admit, I don't believe I'm up for anything particularly strenuous. You enjoy those wide toys that Hunk made, yes? With the thick base?
Shiro blinked rapidly as he figured out what she meant.
The plug? That sounds correct. I can copy something similar to that, so you will be full and wide, and then touch you until you orgasm. I believe that will satisfy any needs, even the ones you may not be focused on currently. And it should be fairly quick. Is that something you would be interested in?
Mouth open and eyes glazed, Shiro nodded. His tongue flickered out to wet his lips, as if to taste the kiss Allura had given him earlier.
Yeah, he breathed. That should work.
Allura patted his hip. Excellent. Get undressed, then lay on your side now. Are you wet?
A little. Not soaking.
At this point, it didn't feel like his body wanted sex. It felt like it was punishing him for not having any. He was at least a little prepped, but not as much as he should have been when he was this needy. Knowing Hagar, punishment was exactly her intention. Shiro took off the armor quickly, then rolled over onto his side. He took one of Allura's pillows to clutch it, just to help with his extra energy. A hand settled over the middle of his back, making him shiver.
There you are. Let's see how you're doing.
Allura's hand slid down further, pressing between his cheeks. Two fingers circled his hole, then began to press inside. Though Shiro was slightly wet, he could still feel the rough drag of her fingers as she pressed inside. For the first time in ages, he felt the burn of a stretch from such a slight intrusion.
Not much, he muttered, half request and half answer.
Allura hummed and pressed a wet kiss to the back of his neck.
That's quite all right, my paladin. Just relax and let me help. How is your stomach? Is it still cramping?
Pausing, Shiro considered his body.
Not so badly.
Having hands on him at all seemed to help. It was as if the warmth of her was leeching away the pain. It wasn't enough for the fever and shivers, but at least he wasn't in so much pain.
Good.
Allura kissed his neck again, then started to work in her fingers. She rubbed just next to his slick gland, not quite roaming deep enough for his prostate. It was less about teasing pleasure and more about getting his body on board. It worked. Shiro could feel the pleasure starting to build. The familiar, slick sensation started as he clenched around her fingers.
Better.
His eyes fluttered closed as he finally started to relax. Some of his previous anxious energy started to drain away, finally letting him relax and fully accept Allura's help.
That's it, Allura murmured, nuzzling in between his shoulders. Just like that.
She pressed closer, proving she'd undressed while he had. Her breasts pressed to his back.
So good for me.
The praise was unfair, but still appreciated.
Princess, Shiro groaned,
tone tinted with awe. He rocked back against her fingers, both out of desire and the urge to please her. After suffering so long, the relief made him lightheaded. What did he care about dignity when he was finally getting what he needed?
Yes, my paladin, I'm here for you.
Her smile pressed against his neck, easily felt as she continued to hold him. A third finger slipped inside, probably without need. Shiro was already starting to drip onto the sheets below. But she seemed to enjoy it, and that was more than enough reason for her to do it. She could do anything, so long as she was happy and kept telling Shiro he was doing a good job. The fingers pumped in and out, each brush of his slick gland sending Shiro's thoughts scattering. His eyes rolled back in his head, and his mouth hung open limply. Vaguely, he was aware that he didn't normally react this strongly, but that didn't seem to matter. Why would Shiro care? It felt too good to question. When Allura pulled her hand back, Shiro let out a whimper.
Princess,
he groaned again, as he shifted back for more attention.
Please, I can't.
Shiro. Allura tugged him in, until her front was flush to his back. He could feel something slide between his slick thighs, nudging his balls.
Don't you worry, lovely. You'll get what you need. Are you ready for me?
God, yes. Why was she asking questions and not just taking? Shiro whined again and bucked hard, trying to roll so she'd press in.
I suppose that's answer enough, isn't it?
Allura gave him one more peck on the back of the neck. Then, mercifully, she shoved at his hips until he was at the right angle. Something blunt pressed against Shiro's hole, still for one bright moment of anticipation. Then she began to press in. The shaft only went in a few inches, and the stretch wasn't any more than the fingers. Shiro let out a low groan, simply pleased to be filled again, but his brow furrowed and he tried to look back at her.
Princess, what?
I thought. Allura pressed a hand to his stomach and shushed him again.
Patience, my paladin. It is your skill, after all.
She started to rock, pressing the short cock into him. As she did, Shiro felt something swell at the base. A chuckle escaped him, nearly drunken.
You're nodding me, he mumbled.
Pardon?
It's... Oh boy, how to explain this? When a phallus has a thicker, rounded base, it's called a knot.
Allura nodded and hooked her chin on his shoulder. Oh, some human cocks can do that?
No, Shiro replied carefully. But it's been observed, so it ended up in some porn and... Can we talk about this later?
All right, Allura said. It can certainly wait. This is something similar to that, yes. She continued to thrust shallowly as the knot grew bigger. The hand on Shiro's stomach continued to smooth up and down, her heat helping to chase away the last of the cramps.
You are doing well.
Shiro nodded.
Good. Will you be able to come from this? I am not concerned about my own orgasm.
Allura reached down to cup Shiro's cock, beginning to pump it.
That is not the goal.
Yes, it is. Shiro shot back. He tried to look over his shoulder, at her, but all he saw was fluffy white hair.
I want you to feel good, too. That's the point.
A cold feeling bloomed in Shiro's stomach, like someone had poured ice water over him.
You have to.
Something about his tone made Allura pause.
Shiro?
You have to.
Shiro, enough.
She pulled him tighter, arms wrapped tightly around his waist until he calmed back down.
I will be pleasured, I assure you. I love the feeling of being inside you. Do not worry.
Shiro nodded, taking deep gulps of air like he'd been shoved underwater.
Something else to mention to Hunk and Matt, I believe.
Allura began to thrust again, this time working herself in. The pleasure built slowly, until Shiro's head was filled with blinding white cotton again. He closed his eyes and rocked until the knot finally popped past the rim of his hole. It was a stretch, but only slightly, so Shiro relaxed back down immediately and clenched around her. Allura groaned and reached for Shiro's cock. Her fingers were thin and strong around him, and she began pumping again.
Just like that. Want you to come for me. Want you pleased and pliant for me.
Shiro had been feeling good, but he hadn't been on edge. Despite that, it was so easy to obey her words. Shiro jerked as he came, a lazy shot and dribble onto the sheets below. Despite the small amount, he clenched hard around her, like his body was trying to milk her cock. It wasn't quite enough to push Allura over, but she took hold of his hips and gave tiny, fast thrusts. After a few minutes of rocking, she finally came, crying out into his neck. Shiro finally relaxed fully, as if his strings had been cut. The heat inside was soothing now, no longer boiling him up. What had been a feverish flush before was healthy now, as he took slow, deep breaths. Yeah, probably something for the experiments, if only because Shiro never wanted to experience this again.
Stay in?
He asked, voice soft and slightly slurred.
Please?
Of course, Allura murmured back. She pushed up on her elbows to kiss his cheek.
Thank you for how hard you work, Shiro, but don't do this again.
Shiro nodded sleepily. Tomorrow he'd probably defend his actions, but right now he felt too good to argue.
Okay.
Contented, Allura flopped back down and wrapped her arms around him. She pulled him in close, like he was a pillow or stuffed animal, which was fine with Shiro. There was no place he'd rather be.